Well, I'm Mary Louise, and I'm definitely compulsive. And I didn't have enough time to get scared. A little bit nervous, but I didn't have time to get scared. My disease of compulsive overeating, I'm positive, started at conception. When I was born, I weighed 13 and a half pounds, and I was 19 inches long. I never learned to crawl because I was so fat I couldn't crawl. And I kind of scooted along on my butt. My family was crazy. My father was a flaming alcoholic, and my mother was a flaming codependent. And the doctor told her to start feeding me less food, and I would lose weight. My first diet was probably started about 3 months. And I was hungry, and I would cry. And my mother couldn't stand being around me when I cried, so she'd give me a baby bottle with water in it. And because my dad didn't want to see me cry, he would put bourbon in it. And I started on 3 months on the hard stuff. Mm-hmm. Besides being an overeater, I'm an alcoholic with 31 years of sobriety. Sorry. So all my life, you know, I've been the fat one. Although when I looked at my pictures, I thinned out about 5 years old, and I was quote-unquote pleasingly plump at that point. You know, that's when you're about 10, maybe 15, 20 pounds overweight for most of the time. So for most of my life, I've been that. I was in OA 35 years ago. I was in OA when it first came to Seattle. And I was diabetic, and I went on the gray sheet several times, and I'd lose 100 pounds in 6 months and go nuts, and then I would gain the weight back in about 3 or 4 months. And the third time I did this, I was really crazy, and I found myself standing on the Aurora Bridge ready to jump off. And this cop came along and made me get off the bridge. My feelings had been, I'm so terrified of heights that I would have a heart attack and died before I hit the water, or that's what I'd hoped. So I stayed out of OA for a long time. At that point, I went to a psychiatrist and a sexual assault therapist, and I went to AA because I couldn't stand dealing with my body. And in AA, we had, you know, you have different set of problems. The steps are slightly different, and you just respond differently to things. And, you know, I went along for a long time, but every year I gained 5, 10, 15 pounds. And in 1993, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I went to an endocrinologist. I had surgery and radioactive iodine and all that stuff, and my doctor said to me, you know, Mary Louise, there's two ways you can do. And he said, one, he said, you can go on my Optifast, and I can make money right and left off of you. 6 months, you'll lose the weight. Year from now, you'll be back. Or, he says, you can go to OA. And my pride said, oh shit, I don't want to go back and let those people see that I'm a failure. So I went to the furthest meeting away from where I had lived before. And I walked in the room, and there were four people. Four people, and they looked at me, and here I was at my highest weight, 280 pounds, and they hugged me. And they told me they loved me. And it didn't matter where my pride was. Somebody loved me. And we talked, and we had a fantastic time. And I went to that meeting for a long time. But when I came back, one of the first things I decided was, there's more fat between my ears than there was on my butt. And I prayed, and I turned it over, that I wanted to lose 6 pounds a year. Because 6 pounds, you know, when you're 280, it doesn't really make that big a difference. And I lost the weight, and then we'd do another cancer treatment, and I'd gain 15 to 20 pounds, and then I'd lose the weight, and I would catch up to my 6 pounds for that year. I didn't count the 15 that I'd gained. And we did this for, you know, 17, 18 years. This year in March, I broke my arm in December of 2008. And then I was having some problems, and I thought it was just related to my arm being broken. But all of a sudden, in 2 weeks, I gained 30 pounds. And I ended up in the hospital, and I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And this last year, we've done an awful lot of chemotherapy, radiation, had a radical hysterectomy, and 5 food plants. And you know, I could handle everything, but the 5 food plants drove me nuts. And each doctor had a different idea of what was going to, for the first time in my life, we were fighting to keep weight on, because I had lost 30 pounds in just a little bit of time. And if you lose more than a certain weight, then they don't treat you, because they think you're going to starve to death instead of the cancer killing you. So my body image changed completely this last year. And I think about it, and I think, good Lord, I have been abstinent. I've had to use laxatives this year. That used to be an old thing that would throw me into binging. I've got to eat 4,000 calories a day. And I never would have dreamed of that, even in my greatest binging days. Monday, I get to go back to my old food plan. But the biggest thing is that I can look in the mirror, and that old saying we used to say in OA, I'm a beautiful woman inside and out, and I love me. And I can say that. And it is so fantastic to be able to look in the mirror, stand there naked, and say, I'm a beautiful person. To stop and every day put on your makeup, take your shower, get dressed so that you look good. And when I look good, I feel good. And it's amazing when I say I'm beautiful, I feel beautiful. And more than anything else in the world, that's one of those things that I really wish we could all feel. And this last year, one of the real turning points in my life was I did a big book study. And one of the things in step 8 that has leaped out and it's changed my life. And towards the end of the chapter, page 71 in our 12 by 12, says, writing clarifies emotions which have been confused and buried in us, sometimes for many years. Also, by setting down our grievances in black and white, we place a boundary around them. Whether the telling of them takes up 2 paragraphs or 20 pages, whether it takes us minutes or hours, we finally see that there is a limit to how much we have been hurt. Our grievances are only so big and no bigger. The hurt had a beginning, and it can have an end as well. And that has changed my life around, because I can look back on the past and I know I'm the one that limits the pain. If I don't want to feel pain, I take the things, I write them down, and I surrender them, and they're gone. Oh, good. I'm done.